Praise the Lord. Praise see the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adeyemi, and I'm bringing this message for this particular hour. I want you to listen closely. The world is coming to an end, as we all know it. We are at the end of the world. And some of the prophecies that are in the scriptures are already taking place before our eyes. So we're going to talk about the what is going on in the world right now, where many so-called leaders are trying to join arms together with other religions and trying to say we are all serving the same God, and they call themselves ecumenism, where they're saying they want to join arms with the Buddhists and with the Hindus, with the Islam, with churchgoers and everybody for a false peace, is what the Bible calls it, false peace. And that's why we're going to talk about it today, because this is part of the signs of the end. I will point it to you from the scripture, from the Bible, what the Bible already said was coming to take place. And let's go first. I'll first point to you from the scriptures why we believe that Jesus Christ is the only way. He said it with his own mouth. Here it is. Let's read it from Gospel of John chapter 14. Now, we love everybody. The Bible says we are to walk in love. But the truth is still the truth. Because anyone that does not believe the truth is going to be believing a lie. And the Bible said, God will send to the world a strong delusion at the end of the world. Because they refuse to believe the truth, they all will be damned that we believe the lies. And that is the lies of the world that is coming right now. The devil is going to deceive human race with a false peace. And that is what we are beginning to see when all the religions are joining together under the United Nations. And I'm going to point to the Bible verses that has already prophesied this from the book of Daniel, that will be at the end of the world. And from the book of Revelation, which are 2,000-year prophecy, that at the end of the world, this is what they will be doing. But it's a false peace, because there will be no peace without the Prince of Peace. And that is what we want to point out to you in this literature. It may take a series of three sermons, but I'm going to pray that the Lord will give you, that is listening to me, understanding, so that you may choose this day whom you will serve. This is what the Bible says. Choose this day whom you will serve. And if you choose Jesus, you better stand with Jesus, ready to suffer by persecution, because there will be persecution because you stand for truth. We love the world, we love the people, we don't love the world, we love the human beings, and we tell them the truth in love, but we don't compromise the word of God. Here is Gospel of John chapter 14. I'm going to read what the Lord Jesus said with his own mouth in Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 6. This is the Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples in the last meal, to tell you the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now listen to this. This is the Lord Jesus talking. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You hear that? Jesus Christ said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. That was the truth, and it's still the truth forever. Listen, the world before Christ came and since after Christ came, the world has been trying to reach God through false religions, through idols, thinking that this idol will help them talk to God in heaven. That has been the stories of humanity, human races, trying to reach out to God. And God decided to reach out to man by preparing only one way. God does not prepare so many ways. Human beings are the ones that have been preparing so many ways trying to reach God. When God destroyed the world in the days of Noah, he prepared only one ark. And Noah was preaching to them, if any other person have built their own ark, it will not survive the storm. But Noah was preaching to them, and that was the only ark of safety. And only 8 people entered into that ark, and the rest were destroyed. Only 8 souls were saved with some animals in the days of Noah. But only one ark is what God prepared. For the end of the world, for the human race, God prepared only one salvation. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. That's why the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Gospel of John chapter 14, verse 6. You either believe the truth or you will be believing lies. We have many people say, well, how can you say Jesus is the only way? What about these Buddhists? What about these Mohammedans? What about these Hindus? What about the billions of people that are following Buddhism? Jesus Christ said, I am the way, because there's only one way God has provided for mankind. You either believe the truth or you believe a lie. And that is what we are trying to point out to you. And why is the Lord Jesus Christ the only way? Let's see what the Bible said. In many ways, he said the blood of goats and the blood of sheep that human beings have been sacrificing to idols or to whatever name they call the God to cover their sins, to ask for mercy. That blood of goats and we cannot cover mankind's sin because humanity has inherited sin through Adam, the first man. But God decided to redeem mankind and he provided a blood, one blood, the blood of an holy person. And who is holy or not that can, his blood can cover the whole human race? God himself came down in form of human being and put on flesh. And it was prophesied before he came that his son shall be given. And it was prophesied before he came that he made his soul an atonement for sins, not sins of just the Hebrews or the Jews, of the sin of the world. He said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the whole world, the sin of the whole world. But the world that is going to be forgiven has to come and partake of that sacrifice. That was why Jesus Christ is the only way. And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said again with his own mouth when he was preaching to the Jews. John chapter 6. In Gospel of John chapter 6, verse 53. So we are establishing for you to see that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life. When the apostles started preaching, they said, there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Anybody that wants to be saved from lake of fire, you want to be saved from hell, that's what you're talking about, you better come and accept the Lord Jesus Christ into you and partake of the sacrifice that God made for mankind. The only sacrifice, only one sacrifice that will perfect the spirit of man forever is the sacrifice of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what we are telling you the truth. Those who refuse to believe the truth because they want to hold on to their life, they want to do what they want to do, well, they will go to where the Bible said they will go to, which is lake of fire. And that's what we are trying to tell you, but see, where we want to have peace in the world, they think it's religion that's causing trouble. Well, religions may be causing trouble, but not the life of Christ. The life of Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he has come to give us life. The life of God, which is life of love. It's life of love. Not love to do whatever you like. Not love to join hands with all those that are going to hell in the lake of fire, not warn them. If you see your brother, that where he's heading to perdition, to destruction. Won't you warn him? If you love him, you warn him. If you love somebody that you know is going to put his... he's going to fall into a ditch and he's going on the road that, you know, the bridge is broken. This man, if he keep going that direction, he's going to fall into a hole and he's going to be perishing. Won't you warn him? If you really love him, that is the love that Christ has come to show to us. To warn mankind of the impending doom if you continue in your way. If you continue in your ways, the impending doom is what Christ has come because he loved us. And he has made a way for you and I to accept him and receive the sacrifice and have our sins covered, washed by the blood of Jesus Christ and be saved from hell and lake of fire. John chapter 6, verse 53. Here is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood as eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Praise the Lord. So this is the word of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. The only way you can be saved is to eat the flesh of Jesus Christ and drink his blood, which is the sacrifice God has made for mankind. And that will make Jesus Christ to come and live inside you in the spirit and give you a new heart, a new life, which you call be born again experience. And we are warning you that are not accepting Christ, that the direction you are going will lead you to lake of fire. We are warning you in love. That is the love God wants us to warn mankind. Because unless you partake of this sacrifice, lake of fire is the end result. We read that in the book of Revelation again. And let's read it to you so that you can know that we are not just telling you from our head. It is what the Bible said. And let God be true and every man a liar. Here is in the book of Revelation chapter 20. Where the Bible said, all those that have their names are not in the book of life of the Lamb of God will be thrown into the lake of fire. The book of Revelation chapter 20 verse 15. He said, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's at the end. So it is not your righteous works, it is not your good works that is going to deliver you. You got to have your name in the book of life of the Lamb of God. And the book of life is the book of life that Jesus Christ holds. Those that have accepted him are in that book of life. So if your name is not there, you'll be cast in the lake of fire. How do you get your name there? Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. You see, that name is there, but if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your name will be blotted out of that book of life. Because God said, I know my sheep, I know them that are my own, that are the seed that God sent to this world. But if you are one of the seed God sent to this world and yet you do not accept Christ, Jesus Christ said, yes, eraser, to blot out names out of the book of life. So that's why we are warning you that come and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today. He loves you. In the Gospel of John chapter 6 again, verse 33, Jesus Christ said again the same words. He said, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Now, remember that he said he gives life unto the world, not unto the Jews or to the Hebrews or to Israelites. To the world. Christ came to give life to the world. So the sacrifice that Christ made is for the whole human race, for as many as we believe and accept him and partake of that sacrifice of the blood of Jesus Christ and the body of Jesus Christ, it is for the whole world. And that is the bread. So this is the bread that God has sent to us, to that anyone that will eat of this bread will live forever. Verse 35 says, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And in verse 51 again, Jesus Christ said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. So you can see the Lord Christ is making it clear to us from all his utterances in his preaching in sermon that this is the sacrifice God has provided for mankind, the only way of escaping the lake of fire in the end, which is all the reason why we are preaching the gospel, that you might inherit eternal life, that you might not be destroyed in the lake of fire, in the perdition. That is the purpose of the gospel. And Christ is telling us it is the only way. Is the bread of life. We have to eat his flesh and drink his blood to have that life in us. And after Jesus Christ resurrected and went up to heaven, the apostles started preaching about, and Apostle Peter in Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 told the rabbis and the priests that were questioning them what they believe. Here is what he said in Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 verse 12. He said, neither is there salvation in any other. You hear that? Salvation is not in Moses. Salvation is not in Abraham. Salvation is not in Muhammad. Salvation is not in Buddha. Salvation is not in Hare Krishna. Salvation is not in by trying to do your best and living a holy, or trying your best and to show mercy to everyone, loving everybody. Salvation is in only in one person, the Lord Jesus Christ. That sacrifice, you must partake of it, no matter how your good works have been trying your best. Because many people have a deception. They were deceived thinking, Oh, they will just be doing good to every human being and try to be nice, but they don't want to accept Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said they hated me without a cause. Because the devil is still in them, that's why they will do that. The devil will give you every reason, every excuse to not accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's the reason he's giving to them. Oh, you don't need to accept Jesus, they say, or just love one and everybody. You can't do it because our righteousness is as filthy rags before God. All human race have sinned. The Bible says, all have sinned through the sin of Adam. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God made a sacrifice, one ark of covenant. Believe in this Lord Jesus Christ, let him come and believe inside you, because the Spirit of God will come and take over you when you accept him. It's not forcing it upon anybody. When you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you accept Jesus, then he will come and be living inside. That's what he meant by you eating his flesh and drinking his blood. Why does he call it eating? Because it's like possession. We are possessed by a spirit, and the possession comes through the mouth. God wants to possess us, and he's going to come inside us and live inside us by the Holy Spirit in us. And that is what he call it eating his flesh and drinking his blood. He is going to possess us because he is still alive. His spirit will come and live inside us. And then we will have a new heart, a changed life, and not sin anymore. And that is how we are going to inherit eternal life. That's how we are going to live with God forever and ever. He said, God has given unto man eternal life, but this life he put it in his Son, so that ye that have the Son have life. That's what Epistle of God of John said to the first Epistle of John, chapter 5. So we are telling you that this is the only way that God has provided for mankind to be saved. And Apostle Peter was alluding to it in this presentation when he was talking to the priests that were confronting them. He said, there is no other salvation in any other person. Verse 12 of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name, hear that, none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You hear what I'm saying? There is no other name. And if you refuse to accept the name of Jesus Christ, you condemn yourself. That's what the Bible has said over and over again. In this end of the world, churches, denominations, religions are gathering together claiming to want to have a false peace, and actually going through United Nations to make a false peace. The Islamites, the churchgoers, and the Buddhists, and the Hindus, and the Dalai Lamas, all of them, they are all forming together and forming an alliance with the United Nations to create a false peace. As they say, they are all worshipping the same God. They may all be worshipping the same God, but the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way, the truth. And anyone that believes the Lord Jesus Christ, better tell them the truth. If you don't tell them the truth, you are part of them. You are denying Christ. If you know the truth and you say, I believe the truth, but you are not bold anymore to tell them that Jesus is the only way. You just kept your mouth shut. You want to just mix up with them and just hanging around with them. Hang around with them so that they will not persecute you. They will just say, your friends, I want you to know that you are denying Christ already. You are saying that deny me before men, I also will deny him before my Father which is in heaven. That is for those who have said that they believe Jesus is the only way, but they don't want to say it anymore. Because they are changing the Bible, they are trying to create a new Bible for themselves. And they will take all these type of statements of Jesus Christ away from those new Bible. They have it right now, they call it a Islam Bible, and they want to give that to the churches and say, well, you, any place where Jesus Christ says is the only way, they want to take that, they will be taking that section out of the Bible and just say they are all just worshipping this, the same God. No, we are not worshipping the same God. You may be trying to get to God, but God is coming through Jesus Christ to anybody that is going to come to him, because there is no other way under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's what the Bible told us here. I'm pointing to you, say, at the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. I just pointed to you, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 12. And I pointed to you, John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Anyone that is going through another source is deceived. Deceived. All of the other roads lead to what we call dead end. They don't lead anywhere, a dead end. And it will be too late. Because they will be finding themselves in the lake of fire. We are warning you in love to repent and stand for the truth. If you are a believer, you say you believe in Lord Jesus Christ, speak the truth to those who don't believe. Speak the truth in love. But don't join yourself with them in a false peace, thinking that is going to bring peace. There is no peace to the wicked, is what the Bible said. And the Bible said, without the Prince of Peace, any peace that human beings are trying to make will not work. And they're actually against Christ. That's exactly what the Bible said. That's why the Bible called it Antichrist. The Antichrist is a ruler of the world that's coming. When you say ruler of the world, at the end of the world, you say it's going to rule through United Nations. Because United Nations is, so to speak, is ruling the world. And I'm going to go into the next sermon and point out how we see that in the prophecies of Daniel, that the United Nations is what has been prophesied as ruling the world through amalgamation of nations at the end of the world. And they are forming alliance with these religions that are also can be one world religion. And that is also being formed right now in this generation. And some leaders of evangelical churches, leaders of big name churches, and all these leaders of Muslim churches, or Muslim Islam religion, Buddhist religion, Hinduism religion, they are all joined together in that United Nations to form one world religion and think they are going to bring peace. There will be no more trouble. They are deceived. Antichrist is a spirit that is going to possess the final ruler of the world. And through that United Nations and that false church that they are forming, called One World Church, One World Religion, that is the false religion that is going to be like a false prophet in a way that the Bible prophesied in the book of Revelation. And they all will be doomed in the lake of fire. Because what they are creating is anti, that is opposite to Christ. Because Christ is coming from the sky and is one that is going to take over the kingdom of this world. You see that in the book of Daniel. Because when they are forming their own false peace, the stone that God created, that God cut out of mountain without hand, is the kingdom of God that will destroy them all from the spirit. And they will crumble themselves together. But if you say you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, you better stand for the truth. And you better hold on to the truth. You better tell them the truth. Because hiding the truth from them, not bold enough to say it to them anymore, you are also denying Christ. That's what I'm trying to point to you that are listening to me. So speak the truth in love, but stand for the truth, because the truth will set you free. Only the truth can set any man free. And as we are saying, it will end up to be a form of persecution for those that are preaching the truth. But what Jesus Christ tell us? He has already given us his word. If you are afraid of being persecuted because of righteousness, then you are not going to be a disciple. Let's go and read it again, what Christ said about anyone that is going to follow him. Go and read that in Matthew chapter 24, verse 9 to 11. But let's go for again and see what the Lord Jesus Christ said about why he is the only way. In Gospel of John chapter 6, let me read again from verse 48. From verse 47, Jesus Christ said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life." Just by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, that's how you get that everlasting life. "I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which come down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Is there any other religious leader or religious founder has sacrificed himself for the life of the world? Not for the life of the Jews, for the life of the world. It's only one way. Only one way God has provided for mankind. And that one way is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why he says it's for the life of the world. And here's what Apostle John wrote again. In the first epistle of John, chapter 5. Because God loves us and he has provided a way for mankind to be saved. But the way, this is how he put it. He has given us this eternal life. But he said he wanted to save mankind, but this is how he's going to do it this time. By saying you accept his son, Jesus Christ, and then you have that eternal life. In first epistle of John chapter 5, from verse 10, he said, "He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of his son. Now, you see what I'm saying? If you don't believe, I was telling somebody, I said, those people that are wanting to go into the one world religion, thinking they are going to bring false peace to the world by joining all the religions together, which is going on right now in our generation in this time frame, either they do not know that that is the way the Antichrist is going to bait all the religions under himself, because that's what the Bible has prophesied. The Antichrist is a ruler of the world at the end of the world, and it's a spirit that is doing that at the end of the world, and it's going to look like a bait to catch fish by bringing false peace, telling them that that's how we're going to have peace. But I will point it to you in the Bible, why the Bible said, through false peace they will deceive many. We'll get to that in a moment. Through false peace they will deceive many. So here is what Apostle John was telling us in First Epistle of John, chapter 5. He said, if you don't believe God, you have made God a liar, because you do not believe the record God has given of his son. What is the record? And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. Who are the us? Everybody, human race. God has given human race. You can put human race inside there. God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his son. That is, God said, I want to save you guys, but the way I'm going to save you is to put this life inside my son, and you just get my son inside you, and you have that life. That's what he's saying. See, God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his son. He that has the son has life, and he that has not the son of God has not life. Hear that? If you have the son of God in you, you have that life automatically. But if you refuse to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you won't have the son of God, then you don't have that eternal life. So what does eternal life mean? Eternal life means you are going to begin to enjoy God right now and living with God right now. And that's the only way you are going to not go to lake of fire, because those who are going to lake of fire also will be living forever, but forever in damnation of fire is what they will be living in, the lake of fire. But those that are living, having eternal life, we call it eternal life with God, means that they will be living in a peace with God on this earth and in the universe God created. Whereas those that are not accepting Christ, they also will be living forever, but in the lake of fire. Because the Bible says the spirits of human beings don't die either, but they will only be in the lake of fire forever and ever, tormented forever and ever. That is their love, because it's like someone say, how can God that is love do this? Say, when you have a farm and you plant something in the farm, at a point you come and harvest it. This world is a farm for God, and he's going to harvest it. Then after you are harvesting the good seed, what do you do with all the trees and the weed? You are going to have to burn them. And that is what the lake of fire is. It's an incinerator for burning all the unwanted elements. So that is why God is warning you, if you don't accept this life of God into you, so that you can have the lifestyle of God, so can you have the behavior of God, you can have the fruits of God through the Lord Jesus Christ walking in your heart. He said, he come and live inside you and control you from inside, so that you will live for him. You will live a holy life. You will live a pure life. You can someone say, well, I'm living a holy life through Jesus Christ, but yes, you don't want to confess Christ, then you are denying him. Say, if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father, before the holy angels. But if you refuse to accept Christ, then you don't have Christ in you, then you have devils in you. And those are the things God is going to have to throw into the incinerator at the end of all things, in the lake of fire. That's why we are warning you that come to Christ now and he will save your soul. I pray for all you that are listening that the Lord will help you to be able to understand this thing. God bless you.
This is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona, 85050. On the internet, it's www.gospeldistribution.org. Join us again next week. God bless you.